Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Today. Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio, and joining me in studio today is Darcy Campbell, who is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo. Darcy, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And you have some exciting events coming up at the end of the month. Usually I would say just an event, as you have Curl for Kids coming up, but we have Bowl for Kids also coming up too, so we're going to get in some more information about that. But since you're here, we've had Big Brothers Big Sisters on the show before, but there may be still a few people in the community who maybe haven't heard of your organization, or just maybe are unsure of what you guys do. So just to start off, for those who don't know, what is Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we match youth facing some sort of adversity in their lives with adult mentors in the community.
So pretty much nice and simple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just sums it up.
And this has been an organization that's across Canada.
That's right. Yep.
I'm kind of through the program, and I know a lot of people are kind of nervous saying that, well, maybe I'm not, you know, the perfect role model, but it seems like less role model, or, you know, you want to be a role model, but, you know, just go out there and just, you know, have fun at the kid, let the kid, you know, just have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, we're just looking for people who are able to express care, challenge growth, provide support, and share power. You don't have to be perfect. You can be whoever.
It's not like every time you go out there, he's like, all right, today's lesson is today. No, just go out there.
Yep.
Even if it's just go to the movies or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you just have to be present.
Yeah.
Show up, be consistent. That's the main thing.
All right. So I think it's time we can get into the events. I've already mentioned it, but we have two events coming up at the end of the month. Let's start off with the one most people usually know. We have Curl for Kids. So for those who don't know, what is this event?
Absolutely. So Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo is hosting the 9th annual Curl for Kids, taking place on March 28th at the Oil Sands Curling Club. Basically, it's just an event where people come out to curl for fun in support of Big Brothers Big Sisters. You'll have two time slots to choose from. You can curl from 1 to 3 or 4:30 to 6:30. The event will have a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory theme, so you can expect lots of treats. It'll be a lot of fun. For each team that's registered, we ask that you bring in, collect $400 in pledges. You can sign your team of 4 to 6 people up through the Canada Helps website link, and you can do that by visiting woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca to access the link and additional instructions.
Do we have a chocolate river and a boy named Augustus?
Well, you'll have to show up and see.
And you mentioned the pledges, so after they get their $400 in their time slots, they would just come there and just, you know, just play, you know, just curl for,
yeah,
the next couple,
right,
hours.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have somebody there to give a little bit of a tutorial on what to do. So if you're not a pro curler, that's okay. Just show up. It's all for fun. And we'll have someone there to show you the basics.
So definitely not a tournament style.
No. It's just, it'll be team against team. Very simple.
I know you're new at the organization, but do you know how long Big Brothers Big Sisters has been putting on this event for? I know I've been in the community for a few years, and it's a very familiar event for me. I think it's been at least since 2016 when I got here. I don't know if it's been much longer before.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is actually our 9th one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, so 9 years. So it's been definitely, looks like it's been a big success in the previous years.
Yeah. And so this year we're actually doing something special. We're adding Bowl for Kids into the mix. So this will be our second event. So back for the first time since 2011. Our well-known Bowl for Kids' Sake event will be held on Sunday, April 5th at the Alley. You can bowl from 1 to 3, 3:30 to 5:30, or 6 to 8. Again, it's just for fun, so we'll be filling up the lanes at the alley, and you can come out for the event. You can bring your family, your friends, whoever you like. It's family-friendly event. The theme will be superheroes and villains, and we hope to see lots of awesome costumes. So if you have kids that are into that, bring them out. It should be a lot of fun. We ask teams to collect $400 in pledges to help us meet our $40,000 fundraising goal. To sign your team up of 4 to 6 people, you can confirm a time slot by going to the woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca webpage. If you click on the events tab, you'll see a drop-down menu, and then you just click the event and you'll see all the information you need to get signed up. Food and prizes for both events will be provided.
So less chocolate rivers at this event and more Kids of Capes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I guess, how excited is the organization to, I guess, be able to put this back on? Obviously, I know the community has been just jumping up and down since we've actually been able to open two bowling alleys.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited. We've heard a lot of people asking for Bowl for Kids, and it's an event that we do throughout Canada, so we're really excited to be able to participate this year in Fort McMurray.
It really feels like an actual community now since we have a bowling alley. I'm not, putting shade at Fort McMurray before, but it just felt like we were missing something since we didn't have a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that the organization used to have this event back in 2011, the last time we had a bowling alley.
That's right.
So it's been on a little bit of a hiatus.
Exactly, yeah. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope that everybody comes out to check it out.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the pledges.
Mm-hmm.
And the slots. Is there, I guess, a goal of how much you're hoping to raise through the pledges? I don't know how many spots you have available. I don't know how many lanes are available. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, curling lanes are available. Is there a goal?
Yeah, absolutely. So combined with the pledges and our sponsorship package, so for the entire events, so Curl and Bowl for Kids combined, we're hoping for 40,000.
40,000, that's obviously a big number. How important is that for the organization that we reach that number?
Fundraising for Big Brothers Big Sisters is absolutely very important, just given that our programs are completely free to the community. So any funds that we raise just goes towards supporting those programs.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned it earlier, but for those who are interested and want to help raise some of these funds, how can they sign up?
Yeah, so they can just visit our webpage, so woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. And if you click on the events tab, it'll give you all the instructions. So you can sign up through Canada Helps and get your team started. And it's actually, it's a really great system. You can share it on all your social media profiles, and then people can pledge you through there. Mm-hmm. So all you really need to do is go to our website and under the events tab, and it'll walk you through the entire process.
And I'm assuming that there is a limit since we only have a limited amount of lanes and curling lanes?
Correct, yes. So we have the 3 time slots, and there's 10 slots per time slot. So there's 10.
For each sport or just for bowling?
For bowling. So for bowling, there's a total of 30 teams
okay. That
can sign up. That's 10 per time slot.
Mm-hmm.
For curling, we have 16 team
slots or
slots.
A team available.
Yeah, exactly.
Times available. So, all right. Well, Darcy, that's pretty much all the questions I have. But is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
You know what? I think we covered it. I'm really excited. I hope that everybody can come out and check out the events.
All right. Once again, before we go, Curl for Kids is the 28th and Bowl for Kids is April the 5th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, Darcy, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with these events, and hopefully you guys can hit your goal and raise that 40,000. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from a lawyer down in Edmonton as he's looking to help find a solution to the rising costs for condo insurance.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
My home.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo talking about their upcoming events, Curl and Bowl for Kids. More information can be found at woodbuffalo.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. Now joining me over the phone right now is Hugh Willis, who is the lawyer with Willis Law in Edmonton. First off, Hugh, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and I've been hearing that you're traveling around the province looking to speak with residents who are living in condos about the rise in condo insurance. It's an issue that's really been affecting a lot of people in Fort McMurray specifically. I guess just to start off, why did you want to take some time to go speak with residents across the province?
Sure, and it's not just our office that's doing it. There's a handful of organizations across the province who are in the condominium industry looking to help and looking to gather the data. What we started seeing is last August, we started having clients experience massive insurance premium increases, unexpected and severe. And clients were trying to deal with it sort of on one-off, operating as silos. And then towards the end of the year, we noticed, hey, this problem isn't getting better. There's not a lot of solutions that are being found. So let's, as an industry, roll up our sleeves. Let's gather the data. Let's listen to what those experiences are, and then see if we can find some solutions as an industry. This is parallel to, I think, the work the Insurance Bureau of Canada is doing, and they should be applauded for rolling their sleeves up as well. I think what we're hoping to find is, are there commonalities between certain types of condominiums or styles of condominiums or thresholds of replacement cost? We also need to hear from corporations that are not facing these massive increases, because we need to hear what they're doing right. Mm-hmm. And from listening to those, that's how we're going to get some best practice documents that we can then, or best practices, sorry, that we can then share across the industry and say, hey, you know, let's see if we can resolve this or help take some of the pressure off ourselves.
Obviously, I mentioned that this has been a big issue in Fort McMurray. A lot of condos boards have been dealing with it ever since the Horse River wildfire. But is this an issue that's not just in Fort McMurray, but it's happening across the province?
This is one of the reasons we wanted to go across the province, because we're hearing anecdotally that this is not just Fort McMurray. We're certainly hearing in the capital region that this is happening as well. And again, anecdotally, we're hearing from Southern Alberta. So what we wanted to do is actually gather the data so that we can look at it when we have discussions with industry folk or government folk or whomever, and say, this isn't just something we've heard. Here's the actual data. Here's the actual circumstance of this specific group of condominium corporations or geographic region or style. And proving it out, I guess, with the data that it's not just Fort McMurray, I think, is important.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Hugh, but you recently traveled up to Fort McMurray?
Yes, I was up there on Thursday last week.
What was some of the talks like with residents who have been impacted?
Sure. So we had a really good information session. We did a chat on changes to the legislation and to bring people up to speed. And then we spent the last 45 minutes or so talking about the insurance circumstance and what is happening for individual people. And as we were having that conversation, people were sharing their experiences, but also, you know, suggesting solutions or other concerns that I guess we hadn't, or I certainly hadn't thought of. Some corporations were saying that their condominium fees were $1,000 a month and that they've had to slash other parts of their budget. Other people were saying, well, they've also had to slash other parts of their budget, and this is having an impact on those service providers, a ripple effect from this. Some corporations or some owners that were there were describing the fact that they feel they're unable to sell their condominium because the downward pressure that this is having on their values. And again, this is where we need to actually see the data so that we can try and formulate some solutions. The intention of the session on Thursday of last week was to gather information and to help point those in attendance to some surveys, and the plan is to then come back in probably May and discuss with them the results of what we saw across the province and then focus more on what we can do as solutions.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Hugh Willis, lawyer with Willis Law in Edmonton, talking about the rise in condo insurance across the province.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Hugh Willis, who is a lawyer with Willis Law down in Edmonton. And we're talking about the rise of condo insurance across the province. Going back to the concern across the province, obviously, in Fort McMurray, you can relate to the fire, as we've been hearing that that is the main reason a lot of them are seeing their increases rise. But is it kind of a surprise that this is an issue that's plaguing other communities across the province?
Well, when we talk to the insurance people, I guess, and this is more their wheelhouse than mine, but I guess the insurance market, we've seen some major players who previously offered insurance in the province or Western Canada no longer offer that insurance, and they've stepped back. And we've also seen some of those who are left picking and choosing which properties they agree to insure or offer insurance to, as I suppose is their right as a business. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're seeing less supply, and we're also told that the and I'm not certain of the right terms, but the interplay between different jurisdictions and insurance markets, that the circumstances in Fort McMurray, as well as the circumstances in BC, in California, and there's some suggestion even the Australia wildfires, and these massive insurance events and the way that the insurance industry is leveraged is having ripple effects back to Canada. But I don't know if it's just the wildfire. It could be factors well outside our control from other jurisdictions as well.
So that's definitely what this gathering of information is looking to find.
Yeah, and to see trends and to see that, hey, if there's a certain characteristic that's or factor that's affecting insurance premiums from, say, townhouse complexes across the province, all right, now let's have the discussions with the insurers and say, what can we do to alleviate that concern, to mitigate that risk? And again, if we do this as a grassroots from the industry up, we're hoping to see some better buy-in, and there's going to be, or we anticipate, some maintenance programs that certain corporations who are not seeing the increases are doing that we want to share. And again, refer back to those, you know, some best practices.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned it a little earlier, but there's some surveys that are available for maybe people who haven't had a chance to meet you in person or any other person who's doing this for people to take?
Yeah, so this Canadian Condominium Institute of North Alberta. So that website is, just bear with me for a moment, ccinorthalberta.com. They have an online resource where you can, right on their front page, you can click the condo insurance survey, and there's some drop-down boxes that people can fill out. Other organizations, the Condominium Owners Forum, CCI South Alberta, Strathcona County Condominium Association. There's, you know, a handful of organizations across the province that will have a very similar survey, the CCI North has that online one.
All right. Well, Hugh, that's pretty much all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I think what we're looking at here is what we're trying to do is work parallel with the Insurance Bureau of Canada and some other organizations trying to create some solutions or find some solutions to the problem. And what we need to do as condominium industry, as condominium owners and professionals and those of us at work, is let's start having the discussions about this. And the solutions might be a multi-headed solution, where it might be aspect of condominium legislation, or it might be discussions with the insurance industry or discussions with the insurance superintendent, but there also might be solutions from the condominium industry perspective as well. And everybody, if we can get everybody to participate and everybody to focus on solutions in a few months, and I guess that might be our best chance to try and get some relief for the owners.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Hugh, thank you so much for sparing a couple minutes of your time. I know you're a busy man, and best of luck moving forward, and hopefully we can find some solutions. Once again, that was Hugh Willis, lawyer with Willis Law in Edmonton, talking about the rise of condo insurance, not just in Fort McMurray, but across the province. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.